This is a consultation on Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, last name Swearingin, S-W-E-A-R-I-N-G-I-N, Swearingin, Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A. Her date of birth is February 27, 1954. New paragraph, patient seen for Dr. Sears. New paragraph, dear Dr. Sears, thank you for this referral. This 69-year-old female does not smoke or does not drink. She is allergic to penicillin, morphine, and codeine. Symptoms. Her main symptoms are nausea and dizziness, mostly in the morning. She also has watering both eyes. She says she has glaucoma. The patient is here because of her diagnosis of vulvovaginal cancer and now metastasis. She also was found to have a lump in her right breast on a recent PET CT. New paragraph. History of present illness. Patient initially was seen by Dr. Hancock, a gynecological oncologist in Fort Worth in 2010, when she was diagnosed to have a stage 1A neoplasm of vulva. Patient had surgical resection and it came back as squamous cell carcinoma, histologically grade 1. Resection was complete. Patient, however, had recurrences in between requiring resections. The last one was in May of 2023. It was again squamous cell. However, surgical margins were positive. So patient subsequently was seen by Dr. Christopher LaForge, LaFarge, who replaced Dr. Hancock, since Dr. Hancock retired. So he saw some changes at the surgical site, showing some redness and swelling. He ordered a PET CT scan on 5/9/23. The surgical excision was on 5/9/23, showing positive surgical margin. So on 6/13, a PET CT was done, which showed the PET CT was showing persistent, intensely hyper metabolic thickening of the perineum near vaginal introitus, introitus, hypermetabolic right inguinal lymph node, hypermetabolic upper abdominal nodes, especially porta cavae and gastrohepatic ligament area, and also right anterior cheek had some increased activity, as well as thyroid gland and subareolar region of the right breast. So the patient was advised to have one of the lymph node biopsied by IR. Also, PDL test was run on the previous biopsy. Patient was supposed to see Dr. Christopher LaForge, L-A-F-A-R-G-U-E. However, she did not show up. Today, she is here for further advice. New paragraph, past medical history, as noted, vulvovaginal cancers since 2010 and several recurrences requiring resection. She had COVID infection and post-COVID CEA, which was in 2022. A patient had a partial vulvectomy in October 2015, 2019, and January of 2022. She had local, she had wide resection of the recurrent in 2011 as well. New paragraph. She has glaucoma. She's seeing eye physician, and she's seeing Dr. Sears for her other general medical issues. Physical exam, she is 5 feet 5 inch, weighing 180, blood pressure 125/67. Eyes, her right eye, both eye actually are swollen, watering from both eye, and under the right eye there is a lesion, looks like a basal cell carcinoma. No lymph node felt in the neck, chest is symmetrical, breast were examined, no definitive mass was seen or felt. Lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1. Vulvovaginal cancer with abdominal lymph node metastasis and local recurrence. Diagnosis 2. Abnormal uptake in the breast. Diagnosis 3. Recent COVID and subsequent CVA. Now patient is recovered. Recommendations. At this point, patient does not want any chemotherapy. She also declined any radiation therapy or any further biopsy. So subsequently, I discussed the case with her OBGYN gynecologist, Dr. Christopher Lafarge, and who said that patient did not show up for CT-guided biopsy. However, he did run PDL testing and it was positive on the previous resection specimen. He thinks patient would benefit from cisplatinum, Taxol, and Keytruda since her PDL1 is positive. New paragraph. Since the patient is unwilling to try any chemotherapy, we'll discuss immunotherapy with her and see if she's open to that idea. We will await a mammogram to see if there is any lesion in the breast. At this point, she is not symptomatic from the cancer, so we will watch. New paragraph. Thank you for your referral. This is a consultation on Pamela Swearingin, Swearingin. Copy of this name is sent to Dr. Sears. Thank you.